Today is Tuesday, June 9th. I'm Megan Lynch. A month-long effort to recall the mayor and several Festus council members is stalled, at least for now.
Corruption!
The just said you can't.
At a PAC meeting last night, the council refused to put the recall on the August ballot. City Attorney Brian Malone told them the petitions didn't qualify, saying the reasons listed weren't specific enough, so the council voted no.
You lied to me, right to my face.
Even a newly elected councilman whom organizers thought would back it went along without blocking it.
Are you going out the back door too, Alan?
Recall organizer Lori Merriman wasn't buying it.
The fact that the people that are actually being recalled can vote on their own recall is absurd.
Petition organizers note the Jefferson County clerk had already certified the signatures. For now, the mayor and council members keep their seats. We're getting more information from Shrewsbury police about the 8 fights that broke out at a shopping plaza there Sunday afternoon.
Approximately 350 kids were there for an event at Sky Zone, which was already full. Police say tempers flared quickly in the 90-degree temperatures, and when they arrived, the kids scattered to stores like Aldi and Walmart and My Place Restaurant, where they allegedly came in and threatened customers and employees. Most stores were forced to close for the day. Several juveniles were detained and released to parents. One 12-year-old girl was found with a butcher knife. She allegedly told police she Ubered to the area from Florissant when she saw the fights on social media. No injuries were reported. Beth Coughlin, KMOX News.
So why were so many of those kids simply sent home to their parents? I'm Michael Calhoun. It comes down to how Missouri law treats juveniles, which is fundamentally different than how it treats adults. KMOX asked attorney and longtime prosecutor, including in St. Louis, Rachel Smith.
The adult system is about accountability and punishment and consequences. And the juvenile system is primarily based on the idea of rehabilitation and growth of the youth.
Smith says whether a juvenile is held or released hinges on a scoring system, and most kids score low enough to go home.
Generally, a juvenile with a point or assessment under 12 is released to their parents. That can be very hard for the community to understand because they often want the person locked up regardless of age.
Smith says that is by design. Missouri law is built around rehabilitating young people instead of punishing them. And the younger the child, she says, the more likely the points formula means they go home.
We're also hearing from Sky Zone this morning. The company tells KMOX it's Shrewsbury Park, a franchise that's independently owned, hit capacity during a promotion on Sunday and began turning people away. According to Sky Zone, that's when a crowd built up outside while staff kept things running inside. The company says it's grateful for how quickly local police responded. The World Cup coming to North America expected to bring a spike in a particular crime.
The Super Bowl on an annual basis is the largest human trafficking event within the United States. Sadly, we anticipate that the World Cup will be the site of more human trafficking than we've seen ever before.
Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway, she's encouraging anyone who sees something suspicious to say something.
If you see a young person in particular who seems to be in the control of an adult, coach, pastor, teacher, that's a pretty good sign. If you see a hotel room where there is rapid in and out traffic, that's a pretty good sign.
Hanaway's office is teaming up with the nonprofit It's a Penalty to make it easier to report suspected human trafficking. You can call 1-833-5-BE-SAFE if you are a victim or have knowledge of trafficking. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis mourning the death of Steve Hawley, the longtime executive director of Guns N' Hoses. He was 70. Retired Backstoppers executive director and former St. Louis County Police Chief Ron Battelle spent nearly 22 years working alongside Hawley.
Steve was a knight in shining armor for the Backstoppers, and surely he will be missed.
Hawley spent decades leading the annual Thanksgiving Eve boxing match between police and firefighters benefiting the Backstoppers. It raised more than $13 million for the nonprofit since 1987. Police Chief Robert Tracy called Hawley one of the most influential advocates for public safety and charitable giving in the region, saying his work touched countless lives and put St. Louis on a national stage. Guns N' Hoses president David Stokes says Hawley's leadership and commitment to others left an immeasurable impact across cause of death has not been released. A heads up for businesses in St. Charles County and beyond thinking about growing. The county hosting two sessions on all of the incentives and programs available to them. KMOX asked County Community Development Director Michael Herbert which industries it's aimed at.
At the end of the day, it actually doesn't really matter what the sector is. It's just a matter of what their needs are and whether we can help them.
Hurlburt says manufacturing, logistics, finance, and healthcare all growing fast in the county, but the sessions are aimed mainly at keeping and expanding the businesses already there to different times offered, noon today or at 8:30 a.m. on June 24th.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.